with Bill's announcement yesterday, what your intentions are coming up this next year.
I'm planning on running to fill his vacant seat. That's my plan.
What kind of makes that appealing to you?
I think I'm in a unique position to really evaluate and know some of the serious issues that will continue to face Lester County with our growth that we're even continuing to project. So I think it sort of puts me in a unique position to be a really strong advocate and a legislative agent, you might say, for Lester County to work on some of these things that are going to really need help with going forward from the state. So I think we can continue even a stronger, proactive kind of relationship with our legislative body and try to get some relief over a period of time for our county. And really all of these counties, several of us that are just growing immensely every year, it's going to be more and more dedicated, experienced leadership to really be effective in trying to have some sort of long-lasting return on our efforts.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting perspective that you can bring, because it's the state laws that get passed down to the county that you have to enforce, and it costs money, but they don't send money with it, and those are the challenges that you faced as county mayor, and to put on the other shoe maybe gives a different perspective.
Well, yes, exactly. I think that gives me just that, Brian. So that's all the reason I'm doing it. It's just another opportunity. I don't have to be full-time 12 months, 24/7, you might say, on the job, but 5 or 6 months of the year for sure, and it gives us a bit of opportunity for a little transition. So I'm just happy to try to serve a bit longer to help all of our citizens and just work hard, do the right thing, and I am very, very positive and constructively interested in doing this.